When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line with Quentin Flowers out of Florida, the Miami area, coming from Miami Jackson High School in the class of 2014, and looking at his options on where he could potentially go. A lot of suitors out there, many are interested, and interested in hearing what he has to say on all of them, on the position that he'd like to play, and so much more. We bring on Quentin for the first time. And Quentin, how you doing?
Good.
Happy to have you here. And first and foremost, when you started this whole process of playing high school football, did you ever think that you were going to get so much of a response from schools collegiately in wanting you to play for them? Could you ever see something like this happening when you were growing up?
No. The only thing that I remember when I was growing up was playing for the University of Miami. You know, one of my cousins went there, Andre Johnson. He played for the University of Miami, so I tried to follow in his footsteps, and that's the only school that I really knew about was the University of Miami. But as life went on and everything, and I got into high school at the next level, my 11th grade year, well, my 10th grade year, I was thinking that nobody wasn't going to come to me because a lot of my friends that I knew already had offers, was talked to already, so I had a feeling that I wasn't going to have any chance because of my size. So my 11th grade year came, some colleges was talking to me, some colleges were looking at me, and I say I got my first offer from Appalachian State, and ever since then, a lot of people been coming at me, and they've been saying I came out at the right time because, you know, a lot of colleges started trying to use a dual threat quarterback, and they say I'm that guy. To come up.
When you look at all of these schools that you had said, you know, were giving you offers after Appalachian State, to look at West Virginia, Alabama, Cincinnati, Clemson, South Florida, Nebraska, Tennessee, Syracuse, Pittsburgh, TCU, Central Florida, to look down the line and have all of these schools get involved with you, and not just a few schools, not just a few names out there, but the top tier. I mean, you look at a school like Alabama, you look at other schools in the SEC, schools in the ACC that have come after you, the New American, and around this entire country. When you see that so many of these schools have reached out and not only found interest in you, but interest enough to offer you, what does that say to you about what you've done in your time in high school that the best of the best are calling out for you?
You know, it showed me a lot. You know, I'm not the type of guy that always trying to brag on myself. You know, if a person doing good, I'm going to give them their props. If I'm doing good, you know, I'm going to just keep working at it and try to get more better than the opponent. I'm the type of person I love challenges. I love competing. You know, I always try to go out. I don't want nobody to just give me something. I want to work for it. I'm not that type of guy that just want to get something. So I always try to go out and work for mine and just help everybody on the team and make me look good, make them look good as a unit.
When you look at this, you want to be a team player, you know, as far as you're concerned from what you just described, being a team player, being somebody who, like you said, will give props to somebody if they do well, if you do well, you're just going to keep on working. What made you a team player? Because some guys looking down this list of your Florida States and Florida State having not offered yet but have that interest, and looking at your Alabama, looking at Clemson, when you see all these schools, some people could get cocky. Some people could toot their own horn, think that they're the best of the best, but you don't seem to have that attitude. What's kept you so humble in this process?
The attitude I have, you know, some colleges, I always tell myself, you know, I always try to pick some of the colleges that I would like to go to, but if I don't get it, I don't. But I always say to myself that it's not going to be my fault that they passed up on me. But I'm going to keep fighting and keep pushing every day to try to get better.
Something had happened within your family unit when you were a junior, you know, and now going in to your final season in high school, knowing that a season ago your mom had passed away. What does it mean to you to continue to fight and to continue to go after this dream of yours with your mom watching over you now from heaven?
You know, my mom, she always tell me, keep pushing and keep fighting, you know. She always been on my side through everything, no matter what it was, no matter what it would be. So she always been there for me and told me to keep pushing and keep fighting. I lost my dad when I was at the age of 7. You know, most kids, they have their mom and their dad, but for me not to have neither one, you know, it always just pushed me to do better because that's something they would want me to do.
When you have your dad pass away at such a young age, what was your relationship like with your mom growing up, and how important has she been to you, knowing that you didn't have a father there? How important was mom growing up?
My mom was very important to me. You know, I'm the youngest out of all the kids that my mom had. I have two brothers and one sister. I'm the youngest, and you know, I always been the baby boy. Always been a baby boy, and she always told me, no matter what it is, don't let nobody put you down, because there's a lot of people saying, oh, it's something I can do, or don't go here, don't go there. But I always was the type of kid, I didn't see myself surrounded a lot of people that really care. Some people just wanted me to do what they say or how they feel, but I had to go on my own path with me and my mom and my brothers and sisters and just make the right choices for myself.
Now with mom having passed away, how do you keep that inside? You know, your mother close with you, obviously, that relationship very important to you. How do you stay on the right path and stay focused now with your mom and your dad having passed away? Is it your siblings that keep you focused, or what truly helps you to stay true to your dreams and to keep your eyes on something positive?
Well, you know, it always that mom voice that you can never forget. It always that mom voice that you can never forget about. And that's the only thing that I can remember or hear her telling me, don't give up, keep pushing and keep striving. She used to always come to my game, cheer me on, and everything. No matter how loud somebody is or what they saying, when she say something, that's the only thing I can hear. So every morning I wake up, it's like I'm talking to her, and she just tell me every day, just pray, keep God first, and keep pushing, don't let nobody bring you down, and keep fighting, because nobody's not going to give you nothing out of it.
How strong is your faith? You know, you mentioned God, and you mentioned the importance of keeping him high up there as far as his importance in your life. What's your relationship like with God, and how is your faith?
My life is completely like, it's so amazing with God. You know, without God, I don't know where I would be, because most of the things that happen where I'm from, you know, a lot of kids my age dying and everything, and getting killed. So for me to be at this age and still living and everything, you know, I'm happy about it. And I just pray every day. And we had LCA at the school before the game, before practice, and we just put our life on the line with God, because he always will give us the right decision.
When you look at the position that you want to play, you had said to me off the air a little bit earlier that you want to be a quarterback because it's the last thing that your mom saw you play, and that growing up it was a dream of yours to go to Miami, and Miami offered you as a running back and you said no to Miami. And so now with that school that you've grown up with, saying no to them and really wanting to have that position of quarterback, is that ultimately what it's going to be for you, that you have to be a quarterback because of the fact that that's the last thing your mom saw you play? I mean, is that truly something that you're not going to waver on? It has to be done in your mind.
You know, just like I told the University of Miami, I'm happy that they were interested in me and everything. But just like I say, I'm not going to change my position. This is what I want to play. This is what I want to be at the next level. And I'm going to keep pushing and keep fighting for to be a quarterback at the next level.
When you had said earlier about being a dual-threat quarterback, being able to play a lot of different places on the offense, just describe to those listening and to make a little bit more sense of your game to someone who hasn't seen you play, what positions have you played up to this point, and how can they help you to be a good quarterback?
At this point, what made me be a good quarterback, you know, I'm a type of guy, once pressure come to me, I can buy time and use my legs. And most players at my size and everything, they always say, here's a person named Larry Bluestein who always interviewed me. He always say is a guy that he never seen a throw like me. Because there was one time, I think it was like fourth and 15, and by that time, and I was running, and I threw the ball at least 70 to 80 yards downfield for a touchdown, and ever since then, I just been working hard, and this is what I became. I always watch Cam Newton and see what make him better, and how it can make me better, the things that he did. You know, he always kept a big smile on his face, no matter what it was. So that's something I always try to do, and try to not let no one get to me. So what I really do is always say in my mind to never let the opponent beat me, no matter what it is. I'm not gonna let one man tackle me. I might have to shake one and run through one. So I'm not gonna let you tackle me. It may be hard for you to get to me. So whatever it is, I'm just not gonna let you touch me.
Going into some of the offers that you have, I know that you haven't taken an official visit as of yet, but you will be going to Nebraska, and that's going to be your first official visit. You're going out to a game there. Why was Nebraska chosen as your first visit?
Nebraska was chosen as my first pick because me and Coach Tim, we always talk, you know, I always wanted to see how the outer space is. You know, I've always been in Florida my whole life. I've always been down in Florida. You know, so I want to go out and see how the real is. That's the farthest I've probably been. Well, that's the farthest I have been since Cleveland, Ohio, with my team. And for me to go by myself, it will feel a little different, but it'll make me a better person, a better man.
When you look at some of the other schools, you know, we named off a laundry list of schools that have offered you, and even other schools on top of that have shown you interest. You and I have talked before about schools that you want to go out and visit potentially. West Virginia, Marshall, Texas, and Syracuse. Let's start at the top of this, you know, with West Virginia, in no specific order, but why would you want to go out to West Virginia? We'll start there.
West Virginia, you know, is a nice place to be. You know, football city, you know, every college is really a football city, but that's somewhere I want to visit because Coach Brown always talked to me about it. You know, he went to West Virginia, and for me to have an offer from them, it would be something I would love to visit just to see, because how he talked about it, it makes me want to visit it. It makes me want to visit it, and if how he say it is, then I would love it.
Then looking at another school, Marshall, what is it about Marshall that attracts you to the opportunity to go and visit them?
You know, Marshall, one of the former Miami quarterbacks, is one of the former Miami players is at the University of Marshall. So when we come down, me and him talk and everything, you know, he tell me about how college is and how it's going to be when I get at that next level. So sometime me and him have a conversation about it, and that's somewhere I want to visit because I have an offer from them.
When you talk about a former quarterback coming from Miami, what quarterback are you talking about that you have that relationship with?
Joaquin Cato.
Him playing the position that you want to play in college, could he sway you in any way by saying, I'm already up at Marshall, I'm playing quarterback, so you can kind of follow in my footsteps. I mean, could he sway you in the fact that he's playing your position for that team?
No, he always tell me, no matter what it is, you may come up and take my position, or we might just have to battle for it. But at the same time, we still gonna be brothers. We still gonna be the same from the same hood and everything. And we just gonna keep fighting no matter what it is. But at the same time, he told me I'm not just gonna be that type of guy to get in right now and start right now. He told me it's gonna take time. He's gonna teach me everything that I need to know, and whatever I have to learn, I will get it from him because he's been there already, and that's a good chance for me to learn.
Looking at another team in Texas, what attracts you to a school like Texas when you tell me that they're probably going to be one of your official visits? Why Texas?
Texas is a place that most Miami guys don't get to go. You know, when Texas came down to talk to me, they came to talk to me, Dalvin Cook, and I think Sony Michaels, Sony Michelle, whatever his name is. My coach was telling me Texas don't usually get a lot of Miami guys. So for me to get the opportunity from the University of Texas is a big opportunity for me to go down and see how the University of Texas is myself. You know, a lot of guys I can't talk to about Texas because they never been there. So I had to take that chance on my own to see how it is.
And then Syracuse, another school that you've expressed interest in and said that that's one of the potential official visits for you. What do you like about Syracuse?
Syracuse is a nice place, but I'm not sure if I would still be able to take that trip. It's dealing with how the season is going to go and everything, how the schedule is.
As far as Syracuse goes, then, are you saying that because it's a farther distance, it could be hard for you to get up there?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the school that would interest you? Because when we talk about Nebraska, it's more in that southern region. You know, we look at other schools like Texas, keeps you down in the south. You know, West Virginia's up there a little bit, and you know, Marshall, but Syracuse all the way up in the northeast, all the way up the east coast from where you are in Miami. What do you like about Syracuse? What stuck out to you, or who's reached out to you that's left a good impression?
Nothing much. You know, my heart just giving me a good feeling about Syracuse, but it's nothing much really.
Has there been anyone on the coaching staff that's made a move to reach out to you and try and talk to you about the school and what there is to offer?
No.
So your interest in Syracuse is completely your own as far as whether or not you would consider them to be in your top five, so to speak?
Yes.
And when you received that offer from Syracuse, was there any conversation about it? How did that offer come? Because it seems like you don't have much of a relationship with the coaching staff there, so how did that offer come about that you got from Syracuse?
I got the offer from Plan 707. A lot of my offers came from Plan 707. You know, a lot of reporters was there. They were talking about me. And that's how I got the offer from the University of Syracuse. But a lot of me and the coaches haven't really been talking. I talked to them one time, I think that was. And they just told me that I had the offer from the University of Syracuse.
So as far as the schools that you really think have been reaching out and trying hard to get you to come to their establishment, if you looked at all the schools that are on the list of those that have offered, what schools would you say have been trying the hardest to get you to come there?
My top four, I would say West Virginia, Marshall, South Florida, and Nebraska.
Is that a top four in order, or is that no specific order?
No specific order.
When you look at a school like Alabama, where you attended camp and you have an offer from, and it's a team that's won back-to-back championships in the BCS, we've had this whole conversation, and Alabama hasn't come up. Do you have any interest in Alabama?
Yes, I have an interest in Alabama. You know, I told my brother, you know, whatever happens, happens. But if I make that decision to play receiver or anything, that's will be the place I will go. You know, Marty Cooper from down here from Miami. So, you know, I could meet up with him. He could teach me some things, and we'll just go from there.
Now, how comfortable are you in the position of wide receiver? How much experience have you really had with wide receiver, or is it something that you think would be a little bit foreign to you?
I'd say about 2-3 years I experienced at receiver, like a year, I'd say.
So you're saying out of 2 or 3 years that you've been playing high school football that you have about a year of experience at receiver?
Yes.
Where's your comfort level at the position, or do you not even think about that? Because we've talked about quarterback, and that's what you want to do. It's the last thing your mom saw you play. Do you have any want to play wide receiver? Is it even possible in your mind that you would do that, or are you just that one quarterback, that's it, and that's your vision? I mean, where are you at? Are you open to playing other positions, or because of mom and what that means to you, are you just thinking quarterback?
No, you know I'm open to every position, but that's just something I would love to play quarterback, to get that chance to play quarterback, and that's really it.
When are you hoping to make your decision with your season, obviously, right in this realm, you know, stepping into fall? When are you hoping to have your decision made? Do you want to do it during the season, after the season? What are your thoughts on as far as making a decision on where you want to go?
I would think after the season.
So you want to take your time and concentrate on what you're doing right now and then kind of go from there?
Yes.
For this season, are you quarterback, wide receiver? Where are you going to be at this season as far as your play in high school?
Quarterback.
And what do you want to see before I let you go out of yourself? Is there something at the quarterback position that you think you could do better that could really stick out to people? I mean, you've obviously gotten offers, and as we talked about, the majority of the offers have you at the quarterback position outside of a few schools that have talked to you. What can you do better under center?
Not much, but I would say if I need to prove it something, right now, I need to get a little faster.
And what are you doing to work on your speed? Have you done any type of training that's working specifically on your speed?
Yes, I run a lot of hundreds. You know, building my endurance and everything. I run a lot of hundreds, and I do a lot of cutting. I do a lot of cutting, then a lot of burst out sprints to try to build my speed. Because you know, once you get the cutting and everything, you get your body get a little tired and get lazy. So that's something I do to build it up.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk with me and take a look really deep into recruiting. And I'm sorry for your loss with both your mother and your father, but knowing somebody that went through the loss of both parents and Shamarco Thomas, who played for Syracuse, and he's now on the Pittsburgh Steelers, so just from me to you, I can say that if you have that belief, you have that vision, and you have that desire, anything is possible. And, you know, obviously my best to you with everything that you have with your final season and with your recruiting as well.
Okay.